Darn, I'll do it.
Okay, do it.
Script-script-script-scriptico. That was bad. This is why you do the intros and not me.
You came up with it. So...
yeah, but I think I should be the lyricist, not lyricist, the writer and not the...
okay, no worries. Normal. We will talent. Go back to normal programming after this episode.
Yeah, she convinced me that I should do it.
You came up with it as we were on a walk. You said, oh, a good intro would be for Commando.
Yes, script. I'm not doing it again.
No, stop talking. Which I shouldn't say at the start of a podcast, but stop talking.
So we're doing Commando.
Yes.
The 1985 movie.
We were babies.
I know. But you know what? This movie was taped off TV because my sister was a huge Arnold Schwarzenegger fan.
Mm.
And she loved it.
Yep.
But I loved it more. I loved it so much.
You were in kindy. I could just picture this little kindy kid in his shorts and shirt and pulled up socks, getting home and watching Commando on
TV. No, we didn't have it in 1985. Like, 85 was when it was in the movies.
Yeah.
I would have been like 7 or 8 when we first watched it.
Okay. Right?
It would have been a year or two after it came out.
Still cute.
So it's probably like 7 or something. Yeah. Right? Now, I knew, as I think I said in the end of the last one, I knew every single word of this when I was a kid. I know most of them.
Yeah.
So the memory's going a little bit because that's now been 33 years on.
Yeah.
And I don't watch it all the time.
Yeah. And I didn't have to put the first what if David didn't say the words in the movie before it happened. He actually, before it started, the first thing he said was, I'm not going to do the words this time.
But as I'm sitting there
and
I can hear that garbage truck, the first thing I wanted to say is...
oh, he was all saying it internally because I could see your face. I could see it. It was all going on.
I wanted to talk about how the truck, it's on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe they changed the schedule. Yeah. I mean, I know the words so damn well.
Yeah.
But look, before we do any of that, I want to give a little bit of a background as we've been doing. So all the movies we've done to date, maybe all the movies we've done to date, we've only done 4, but every one of them seems to be only just making money. But Commando... it was a budget of $9 million, and it made $57.5 million. That is what you call a box office smash.
That's impressive.
Huge. Mm. So, obviously, that's the reason why in 1985, after this, we got all those Schwarzenegger movies, and that's the reason why he has a nice house in California.
And was the governor.
And he's the governator.
The governor. That's why he got to the chopper. And I dare that would have happened with the alternative star they had picked for this movie.
Oh, yes. So as we were doing a bit of working out these things, I found a site that said there was Commando facts that you never knew. And the first fact it comes up with is the story was originally written for Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Yes.
So Gene, could you imagine this movie? Obviously, they're not exactly the same. They rewrote it a bit for Schwarzenegger. Could you imagine if Gene Simmons was playing a guy whose daughter was stolen... and he had to...
could picture him as Bennett.
Yeah.
But not as the hero of the story.
But not as the hero.
They would have to write in a sub-role for his tongue.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, he's creep. I know I say he's creep. Sorry, Gene Simmons, if you're listening. I doubt he is, but he's just too creepy. I don't know. And I don't think... in that time period, I don't think Gene Simmons was as buff either.
Oh, no.
Very tall. So, good with the stilettos. Could you imagine him running around in his Kiss stilettos doing the things that Arnold Schwarzenegger...
I don't think he was going to be like... see, this is the thing, right? Action people in the 80s, you had two types. You had the Schwarzenegger ones.
And like the Steven Seagal sort of styles.
So Steven Seagal's a little bit of a different case because he's not a muscly man. But you had the muscly men dudes like... Stallone.
Yeah.
And Van Damme and stuff. And then I suppose Seagal's kind of in that thing because he can really take care of himself because he has the martial arts, right?
Yes.
But then the other type was a guy like Kurt Russell, who is not buff.
No.
He's just an everyday dude.
You look at Kurt Russell, like...
oh, he's trim.
He's not muscly.
Oh,
see, I disagree with you there. Him in our previous movie, Big Trouble in Little China, almost had it the wrong way around in my head. The guy was screaming, Little Trouble in Big China. He wears a singlet the entire movie.
Yeah, I suppose there is a bit of...
He does work out. Look, he's not steroid and he's not
bodybuilder.
But
he's not as big as this, right?
No, he's not.
And the other kind of ones... I don't know if they're every... I'm not saying they're every man, but I'm saying they're not muscle men. Like, nowadays, superhero movies, they're all jacked up like nothing else. But there was a place in the 80s for guys who weren't jacked.
Yes. And then it kind of went towards the 90s where it was more martial arts jacked, like... Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. See, I find he's more like, what's his name? The Streisand. What's his name?
Matt Damon?
Yes, he's more like Matt Damon. Thank you. all I can think of,
we're referencing
to episode one now. That's we're referencing good. Our own episodes.
If you're a dedicated listener, you'd get all that and you'd be laughing. But if you didn't, then fuck you.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's a reference to another movie.
Exactly.
See what I'm doing here?
Episode two.
It's episode two.
So look, I just thought that was very funny. And we were just, right before we started, we were just sort of reading that. And we thought, yep. Oh, interesting. And there's a couple other ones. I might, as we get through it, I might even pull out some of the parts of this because there's some real good bits about other people.
And as we've done with previous podcasts, if you have not watched Commando, this is the time that you will pause the podcast. Go listen. Go watch it. Don't just listen to it. I recommend you use your eyes too. You'll miss vital points if you just listen to it. Fuck's sake, Lisa, you're an idiot. And then come back. So this is the part where you pause. Ready, set, go. And you're back and you've watched it and you're welcome.
Or you're like me and you know it so well that you don't have to watch it
again.
Look,
and that's fine too. If you know this movie and you're like, fuck, Commando, I know this movie, then that is absolutely fine. But be it on your heads, if we make a reference to a joke in it and you're like, I don't get it.
Exactly.
That's your fault.
So this movie, like I said, I wanted to talk about the Thursday and maybe the change of schedule. My first turning point, which is only a very minor one.
Oh, can I just quickly interject and just say that even though I wasn't obsessed with this movie as you were as a child,
mm-hmm.
I grew up with two older siblings that were men.
Mm.
They're fuckwits, but they were male in gender and they were very obsessed with Commando.
Okay.
To the point where my brother actually spray painted the word Commando on the side of our house.
Yes.
To my parents' dismay, because it was a fucking brick house. And I'm pretty sure it's still there. I don't think we ever got it taken off. People who probably own it now, but it's there. It's around the corner at the back.
Oh, is it?
I think I've showed you before.
Yeah.
And he's back in the 80s where people didn't have social media and used CB radio to chat to people.
Oh, God.
His call...
Was it Matrix?
No, it was Commando.
Oh, it was Commando.
Commando was his was his call sign on the CB. So,
was he trying to call General Franklin Kirby?
Maybe. Or maybe he was trying to just go to that yoga class that she missed or whatever it was that she was doing.
Which, when we get to that, I want to talk about the pronunciation of General by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
So the very first scene is the garbage truck. So we're not going to go through, like I always do this, and Lisa always goes, people watched it.
Yes.
But we know from the people who watched that there's a series of guys who used to be in the Army Special Forces with Matrix, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they get bumped off.
Yes.
So the very first one's the garbage truck. My first turning point is, what if someone else flagged the garbage truck down?
Yes.
Because the thing is, this garbage truck is driving around the streets and you hear it. It's going around for a long time. Now, if it's not supposed to be the garbage day, and of course this guy rushes out. So the first guy, I think it's Wilson. No, not Wilson. I can't remember his name. Doesn't character matter. For a small period of time. But anyway, he rushes out. He throws all the stuff and he runs out with the garbage bags and stuff, right?
Mm.
Now, he's just at the end of a normal street, whatever. No one else bothers to run out or whatever, do they?
No.
Now, if someone else ran out, flagged them down and started getting angry with them, these guys don't look like they'd take any shit. Do you think they would have killed someone else?
I reckon they would have.
And would that have alerted this guy that something's on?
Because also those people would have seen their faces. They didn't. Yeah. They weren't wearing any covering on their faces at all.
Yep.
I mean, not that it makes it. They don't seem to really give a shit. But that seems to be a pivotal thing.
Now, I know these guys.
And what if they didn't get out of bed?
Yeah.
It's not bin day. Like, say the bin day was the day before. Our bins just got emptied. I'm not getting up. Fuck that shit.
I know these guys are long, probably quite a while retired. I don't know how long these guys have been retired with new backgrounds or whatever. But you think that if they gave, because they gave them all new names and everything, like a witness protection.
Yes.
You'd think they'd be a little bit more wary of stuff. And you think that if a garbage truck arrived on the wrong day, and the fact that...
We don't know how much time has passed.
Yeah. Now the
Since what they did.
Yeah, and I think, and I'm not saying they're all super soldiers like Schwarzenegger's character is, right?
Mm.
But you think they're pretty good. They're decent. So you think that if he would have heard a truck coming, maybe he would have been alerted, or even like if the truck was coming and someone got in an argument with him, he would have gone, hey, something weird is happening. I'd say he has a gun somewhere. Then, or does he run away or something? You know, like, has it changed the movie completely?
Oh, yes, yes.
Is it like they're chasing him down and he runs to Matrix to try and get help and it's a different movie?
So he's at the end of a cul-de-sac and they're reversing basically almost, it looks like they're going to reverse into his driveway.
Yes.
Because
I think they are. I think if he doesn't Garbos come out... Garbos
would never do that. I don't know why they just didn't do a drive around like a loop, like a U-turn in that street. So my impression would be that if he never came out, I think they would have...
They would come in.
They would have gone into
Yeah, yeah, they were coming home. In to get him. Yes. I think they were going to reverse up his driveway.
Them. Yeah, he met them at the end of the driveway with his bins.
Yeah. And, of course, these guys just shoot them and run off. Now, yes. And the cops
There's no
turn talk.
There's no...
I've got to say, in action movie, cops are notoriously never there.
Mm.
Unless they're part of the action, they're never there.
No.
So, that one happens. Obviously, you know, the car guy, the next one who works in the dealership.
Yeah.
I always found it a bit weird because when he crashes through and takes him with him, there's not guaranteed he's killed him.
Yeah, I was going to say, it just dawned on me. Was the car salesman an ex?
Yeah.
I didn't... Oh, did you not realise that? I am... That is that thought, and I don't know how many times I've seen this movie, that thought's never crossed my mind.
So what I can figure out is this is an elite unit, right? There's only four people in this elite unit.
There's, Wow.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, my mind is blown.
Because, well, I mean, there might be more than...
That guy's not dead.
Right? Well, he is. When you see it, they cut back to him and he's pretty dead.
Oh, I reckon he could have made it.
He says I can make it, he's gone. But
if he gets shot, like the first guy gets shot, that's pretty much it.
Oh, he's gone. Well, this is the thing. In the first thing, because we had to watch the version we had, which was a little bit cut. In the original, in the not cut version,
yes,
he shoots him. He gets back. He gets off the truck, Cook, and he walks right over to him and he just full on hammers it into him, right? Yeah. Now, that makes sense.
Yes.
The second one, he drives through the guy, and then he drives off, and he looks over his shoulder, like he's checking his blind spot, and he just drives off. Yes. Now,
different scenario, though.
That guy could have survived. He was in the middle of the city.
Yes.
He wasn't lying in a driveway.
He was at work. His colleagues could have called an ambulance, which could have got him to him very, very quickly.
But, I mean, maybe it was just...
in the morning.
Maybe even if they didn't kill him, it didn't matter, because they were trying to send a message, because the way the plot works, and I mean, I know this is an action movie, so the plot is not very good, but...
No, it was a message.
It was trying to scare the general into going to Matrix because they didn't know where he was. No, they couldn't find him.
Yes, it was basically to shake out a target. A target.
They're trying to get this target.
Yes.
And obviously the third one is Bennett.
Yeah.
And at this stage we don't know, but it's a staged thing, but I don't have anything on that because, you know...
They don't mention anything about except the fact that Bennett's dead.
So, it all culminates in the
montage
of his happy life.
Yeah,
with the nicest music. So, the one thing about this, and the reason why we talked about this in the way like I did that little intro, is the music in this movie is very iconic and amazingly weird.
Yeah, which leads me to my first scriptical: is what if he could eat ice cream? I mean, if he could eat ice cream properly and not look like someone from Wizard of Oz, because he looked like a bloody witch. Like, seriously, man, eat ice cream properly. Come on. Come on, Arnie. You can do it. Get the ice cream into your mouth when you want to like it. So, yes.
Oh, my God. I love it. And then, and I also had the note of, what if the steel drum guy wasn't available?
No. No.
What kind of music would they get?
Someone with a harp. Accordion. Bagpipes, even.
Oh, imagine that bagpipe song.
Would be quite poignant.
Oh, you know what? You know what you need? There needs to be some kind of app, and if someone can think of how to do this,
where you can change
the instruments.
If you knew how to play it on a keyboard,
you could just change the instrument.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to hear it with a harpsichord or a church organ.
We'll have to just learn that. Do. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yes.
Tune. So maybe we could just learn that. What those notes are.
I reckon if you played it on your bass guitar, it'd sound like porn music. It sounds so sexy. Then Gene Simmons would fit.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Maybe he was going to do all the music.
Maybe he was going to do the music.
Yes, maybe he can play.
I was Caribbean. Made for saving that girl.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
I still can't get over that. Sorry. I've learned two things today that I had no concept of, and it's blown my little mind.
Oh, I've got another one for you that comes up a bit later. Okay. I think I've said to you before, but... You may be blowing your mind further.
Let's guess it.
Okay, so the other one is, in that first montage, he's doing a chopping of wood and the daughter comes up behind him and he uses this blade to see it's her, right?
Yeah.
But what if it's not her? What if it was a psychotic killer? What if this is an action movie? What if this is a horror movie?
Well, then he wouldn't have need to seen whoever it was in the blade because he would have smelled them gumming.
That's true.
Remember, he's got that wicked nose.
He's got that wicked nose.
Gee, I hope he doesn't get COVID because then he wouldn't be able to smell anymore. He couldn't smell them coming. He'd be done. Maybe he could smell them going.
Oh, that's good. So we get the montage. And then, of course, after the montage, we get the home life.
Yeah.
They're really trying to hammer down that he's a good dad, aren't they?
Yeah. His life is his girl.
Yeah.
That's it.
They really
they
are trying
to hammer that down. Remoteness, sorry.
Yeah.
They, you know, the town is very quiet. It's just them two, all this blah, you know, I love you dads on the fridge. And
yeah.
It's just all that sort of,
it's so saccharine. It's the, oh my God.
Yeah.
And of course, we get the classic, why don't they just call him Girl George? It would cut the whole confusion of things.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like, yes. Come on. And I actually wrote, what if they did call him Girl George?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Jitterbug. I mean, that's Wham, but anyway.
That's the wrong guy. That's George Michael.
I know. Sorry. Well, George Michael.
I'm glad this isn't the music podcast.
I reckon George Michael would be very upset.
Yes.
He'd be like, then I would get called Girl George.
He would. Girl George Michael.
He might have instigated his
George
coming
Michelle.
Out. George Michelle. Might have instigated his coming out a lot sooner.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, and then a helicopter turns up.
Yep,
Mr. Have you got
Kirby.
Stuff for the helicopter?
Only that, you know, I would imagine that Kirby led them to him.
Yes.
Because it was too quick of a visit straight after, so they obviously somehow had tracked them and watched their moves and watched them go there.
Yeah, I've got a real problem with that because Kirby turns up, right? Yeah. Now, he turns up in a helicopter and lands.
Yeah.
And from the time that he lands to the time that the first shots are fired, it's got to be less than 5 minutes. Now, the way that helicopter arrives, it comes through a valley and turns up and lands. And unless he was, like, hovering for 20 minutes... And they obviously didn't come in a helicopter because you didn't see
them. No, they drove up.
So they drove up, right?
Yeah, we saw them leave on cars.
Yeah. So how did the cars get there only a couple of minutes after that helicopter got there? If they were following him. It makes no sense.
Look, I think they waited.
I think there's a mole in the office at Kirby's. I think there's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kirby's gone, I'm going to go get him. And someone's gone, where are you going?
Someone could have put a tracking device on it, and they were following the tracking device after it had already deployed.
Yeah.
Like, there is possibilities.
Yeah, but it's such a close amount of time. So that is one of my things that I want to... It's not a what if, but it's just it's always been a thing of mine. Like, how do they get so quick?
Unless they knew where it was, and it was just a coincidence that he'd got there slightly before they were going to do the same thing. Like, it'd be interesting to see what would happen if there was a clash there.
Mm.
If they'd arrived first...
Yeah,
I mean,
feel
not
like
that, not that
Kirby's told someone where he's going, and they've then found out, and Kirby's taken longer than they have to get there, and they're waiting. Because they seem like they're waiting for Kirby to leave.
Yes.
Like, if it would have been, Kirby turns up, there's two soldiers there, and it's like morning, and then late afternoon, something happens, these guys are standing outside and they get taken out, then that would have made sense. But it's just too immediate. It's like bang, bang.
Yeah.
Just too quick.
Mm.
So my next what if is, what if Kirby left more than two good soldiers?
Mm.
So he only leaves two guys, and he says they're the best, or he says they're great, right? But there's two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how many guys he thinks are going to come after him, but there was at least two guys came after one of them.
Yeah.
And they're pretty well organized.
Yes.
So you're thinking that if they're going to come after Matrix, like that's the end game.
Yeah.
Then they're going to send more than, like,
yeah,
two guys.
Yeah, you think... I mean, he is the missing piece from their full set.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would they not go
Why would
all
they
out
not send, a whole group of guys?
Yes.
Why would they not set up a little base there?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's because they thought they'd draw too much attention.
Yes.
But realistically...
Yeah.
He should have sent more than two guys. Mm. I know they can't fit them in a helicopter, but send another freaking helicopter.
Oh, no, you can fit more in a helicopter.
Probably get two of... Probably get... I mean...
Strap it, make them hang onto that part. You know that part? Under
I know that part.
Yeah, just do that. Strap them to that. That would have been fine.
Yeah, I think they just need more.
My what if there was when he was talking to Kirby about, you know, and stuff like that. I just thought, what did Bennett do that was so bad to get them to get kicked out of the unit?
Oh, yeah.
Did he not do his dishes?
I've got some unit talk coming up after, because that's not just yet.
Yep.
There's a little bit just before that. But I want
to. Did they not suspect him? He got thrown out of the unit. Why was he in there being killed too?
Yeah,
like
weird.
Seriously, they should have suspected it. That's just a bit naivety on their part.
I mean, I don't think Kirby's a very good administrator.
No,
I don't
he
think
seems
he's
like
great.
A bit of a cocky cock.
He does think he's awesome, and he also, I mean, Matrix comes up and takes his gun out of his holster.
Yeah. Yes.
I
you
mean,
know what? I feel like they also cast him very badly, Kirby.
Yeah.
I think they made him look like a wussy.
Oh, he really did look wussy.
He looked like someone who does paper pushing. I think he is
paper pushing now.
Oh.
But I don't think he originally was that.
No.
He apparently trained Matrix.
I don't see that.
Obviously, Matrix went and got some YouTube training afterwards.
Unless he's just YouTube.
He's watching some YouTube videos.
How to kick ass.
Exactly. So my next part, obviously the bad guys turn up. There is quite a few Arnold Schwarzenegger tropes in this movie, right? Including the I'll be back and all those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of them that's not normally talked about is the I can make it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the two guys are just standing out there. I mean, they look like they've got targets on their backs.
Mm-hmm.
They seriously aren't even looking in the direction where they get shot.
No.
One of them gets completely mowed down. The other one gets hit in the shoulder and crawls in next to where Matrix is, right?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
And he says to him, how bad are you hit? And he goes, I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're ever... I know no one's ever going to be in a Schwarzenegger movie, but if you are ever in a Schwarzenegger movie, never say, I can make it.
If you're in any movie, it's also saying, like, I'll be back. It's also like saying, you know, I'm fine.
In the horror movie, I'll be back.
Yeah.
I can make it is like a sure trip to the morgue.
Yeah, you might as well be a black virgin in a horror movie.
And he was a black guy too, which made it even worse.
Yeah.
So basically, then the next bit is he says downwind to him.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you think I can smell it coming? My question is, were they eating burritos in the bush?
Yeah.
Do they stink? Do they have bad BO or
something? I reckon they popped an Eclipse Mint or a Fisherman's Friend. Maybe bad guys use excessive cologne. Bit of Old Spice.
Would be. I reckon Bennett's using a lot of cologne.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to.
Bennett's definitely using cologne.
He's wearing crocheted chainmail. That stuff breathes.
That stuff is so bad.
He would be just oozing BO.